aan Lamed Aleph van het Bees. Ktoni Mios, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Yaveshim Ksherim. And the Braisa we brought down, so the Braisa said that Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya that they used to give their lulavim to the next generation to inherit. So obviously, what's it called? Even Yavesh is kosher. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda says even Yaveshim are kosher. So Gemara says, my love, Esrog, that Yaveshim means not only lulavim, but all of the arbaminim. Even Esrogim are also kosher. You don't need Yavesh is not a chisorin of hadar. You don't need hadar, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, even by Esrog. Not like we said before that Rabbi Yehuda only holds by lulav because he doesn't make a hekesh between Esrog and lulav. But Esrog, where it says Hadar itself, for sure is possible. Okay. So the Gemara says, lo, alulav. When it said Yaveshim, it means lulavim, but not Esrogim and lulavim. Okay, Omar Mar. Now we're going back to what we said before. Kishem she'em pochsin mehen kachem mosifin malim. Just like you can't have less than arba minim, you can't have more. Shita. Right, Mao the same. Mahor of Omra Behuda, Lulav Sorech Agar, the Maisim Mina Achrina, Hailechu Dekoi, the Hailechu Dekoi, Kamashmalot. Right, since Rabbi Yehuda says you have to tie the Minim together, so if you brought an extra Min and didn't tie it together, it's irrelevant. So I might think that that's okay to do. Kamashmalot, no, you can't do that. You can't add Minim to the Arba Minim, it's four and not more, not less. Shailef, you don't have any more. Okay, do you make a bracha on what you have? Is there three separate mitzvahs? Right, lokachtem lachem creates hadar, or are they ma'akiv each other? So many rishonim hold that if you don't have all four, you don't do anything because there's no mitzvah here. It could be though, just you shouldn't forget the whole inyan of Esrog and Lulav that you should take what you have without a bracha. But the Meiri says, it's a Meiri, that if you don't have whatever min you have, you can make a bracha on it. No, the Miri holds like you're not yotzei b'chlal, right? But the Hashlama says if you don't have all arba minim, you take what you have and you make a bracha on that. And the litul hadas, litul esrig, whatever, you don't have a lulav, and so on. Okay, each one's a separate mitzvah by itself, except the full mitzvah is not until you have all four. Okay. Omar Mar, lo motza esrog, lo yovi, lo rimon, velo porish, velo dover acher. You couldn't, don't have an esrog, so don't bring something to take its place that's a different fruit completely. Tosa says, from here you may be able to medayik, even though in the end he says no raya, that if you don't have a kosher esrog, at least you should bring one that's possible. Right? In order that you shouldn't forget the inyan of Dalad Minim. Just like we had before, that a Yaveshim were also what's it called Bidiyevid Kosher if they had nothing else, Shasatchak. Some Rishonim learn that Shasatchak means that all these Psulim are only Psulim to Rabbanim. And the Rabbanim, or even if they're Daraisa, the Torah left it up to the Rabbanim to decide what's Hadar and what's not Hadar. So Hadar can mean what's it called absolute Hadar or relative Hadar. And if you don't have one that is better, then relatively speaking, this is harder, right? So therefore, some learn that wherever there's a shasatchak, the things that are possible because of harder, the Rabbanan came along and said, in those situations, this is called harder because you have nothing else. But any other kind of psulim doesn't have the shear. It's not the right kind of thing, right? Those kind of psulim aren't kosher even b'shasatchak. Okay. So I might think you can bring. So therefore, it could be that if you have a shasatchak, where you don't have a min like that, so bring one that's possible that would only be possible with the rabbanan or whatever, or because of hadar, and you could be yotzei with that. But you surely can't bring a plum or a pomegranate. Pshita, someone says, of course not. Mao de sema, laisi ki heichi shelo tishachar Torah says for kamashvon. No, you don't bring something else that Torah Esrog shouldn't be forgotten because it's not Torah Esrog. Now it's Torah Rimon. So if you bring a puzzle of Esrog, people remember the idea of Esrog for the next year. If you bring something else, it's not people are going to remember. Last year I took a pomegranate, so now this year I remember to bring an Esrog. That doesn't work. Kamashmala. Okay. Zimda the Nafik Churba Minei Dossi Lemisra. Because, otherwise, even worse. Because the next year you'll think that you take pomegranates. So therefore, you don't, even to not forget the concept of Arba Minim, you don't bring something that Bechlal is not one of the Arba Minim. Okay. Okay, Rashi, imaisi mina achrina velo ogid leg bahadeh. I might think that since Rabbi Yehuda holds that in order for the minim to be kosher, they have to be tied together, except for the esrik. So if you brought another one, an extra one, and you didn't tie it in, it's irrelevant. Kamashvon, you can't do that, even though it probably won't possel it. Because we don't say kol hamosif goreya if it's outside of the igud, but it's still baltosif, you're adding on to the mitzvah. Toshma, esrog hayoshin posel. Right, an old esrog is posel. Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi Yehuda said it's kosher. Tiyufta the rava, tiyufta. So this is a kasha, final kasha on rava, because rava said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that esrog hayovesh is posel. Only a lulav hayavesh is kosher, because he doesn't hold that you're makish esrog to lulav. But esrog, it says hadar, and Rabbi Yehuda also learns hadar means beautiful. And now we're saying, no, it's not true. Rabbi Yehuda holds that an esrog, what's it called, that is not hadar, is kosher, yoshin, meaning that it's dry. The low boy hadar, and Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that hadar means beautiful. Hadar means one of the other pshatim the Gemara is going to say later. It stays on the tree from year to year, hador bilano, right? And therefore, what's it called? Rabbi Yehuda would hold, even by an esrig, a yesrig hayavish is kosher, not like Rava said. Ayvaha anantnan. So now that we've established that Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't need hador by esrog, now we're going to have some questions on that from other Mishnayos. Vanantnan, hayorok ikarsi, Rabbi Meir machshir, Rabbi Yehuda posel. If an esrog is, Pashtus Tosa says, Pashtus green. Green kikarsi. Karsi is a leek, which is green. Okay? Yorok. But Tosis brings other places where yorok is mashma that's yellow. But the chor can't mean over here the esrog that's yellow, because all esrogim are yellow. Unless the pshat is esrogim are more, not yellow, but a deeper color. And this is talking about a bright yellow, which is a different color than the regular esrog. In any case, but pashtus yorok means green. Okay, and there are places where yorok is similar to blue. So yorok and blue are close, but yellow and blue are not close at all. Green is a mixture of blue and yellow. Right, so it's closer to green than what's it called than yellow stamazois. Okay. Okay, Smara says no. Lab mishum de boy hader. Why is Rabbi Yehuda hold that a green esrog, and it's talking about a green esrog that never will become yellow, right? It's what's it called? It's green and it's not never going to turn color. Then it's possible according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Mar says, isn't it because it's not hader? It's not pretty, and see that Rabbi Yehuda holds you need hader by esrog. Lo mishum de lo gomer peirut, because it's a symbol. It's a sign that the fruit has not been completed, and therefore it never changed color. It's not a ripe fruit, and therefore it's not kosher. It's not didn't reach the. It's a pgam. It's a mum. It's not al tzhader. Toshma shir esrog cotton. Rav Meir omer ke'egos. Rav Yehuda omer ke'beil. Right. What's the smallest shear of an esrog? Rav Meir holds a nut size, and Rav Yehuda holds an egg size. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold the egg? Mistama, because it's not pretty, less than an egg. It doesn't look nice. La mishum de boy hader, lo mishum de lo gomer peri. Because if it's that small, right, and it's not going to grow more, then it's a symbol that the pre has not finished, right? And even if it's not going to obviously grow more off the tree, right? Toshma, uvegodl kedei shiyocha shnayim biyado achas. Right, how big can an esrog be? That you could hold two in one hand, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds you can't have an esrog bigger than you could hold two in one hand. We'll see in 1 second why. Rabbi Yossi Omer Afilu Echad B'Shtei Yodav. No, even if it's so big that you can't hold one on two hands, you could only hold one in two hands, also okay. My time, Allah Mishul the Boy Hodr. Isn't it because such a big esrog, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not pretty? Lo, kiven d'omer Rabba lulav b'yamin v'esrog b'shmol. Since Rabba said that you have to hold the lulav in your right hand and the esrog in your left hand, you can't hold them in the same hand. Zimin de machal filei v'asi laf chuni v'asi lifsule. Right? Sometimes you're going to have to switch hands so you'll have them in the right hand. Right? And you'll end up, what's it called, if the esrog is so big that you can't hold it in one hand, you're going to end up dropping it and passeling it. Right? So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you shouldn't have a big esrog because we're afraid that you're going to end up passeling it. Iva el Rabbi Yehuda haksiv hadar. Lamaisa, it says priates hadar. So how does he learn the word hadar if it doesn't mean pretty? Hahu hador bi'ilana mishana l'shana. He learns hadar over there does not mean pretty. It means that it stays on the tree from year to year. There are esrogim on the tree from all different years. They don't fall off like other fruit year by year. Okay. There are other trees like that, but the esrog is one of the trees that has fruit on it from year to year.
Yeah, the other trees, the whole crop comes out at once.
Yeah, most trees, but that's not true. What's called figs are not like that.
Right, okay.
So there are other trees that have the same meaning. Okay. But we know that it can't mean a fig for other reasons. Okay. Kiven the Omer Rabba esrog v'smol v'lulo v'yamin Rashi mishum v'dehocha klas mitzvahs the esrog chad mitzvah. Why do you hold the lulav in your right hand and the esrog in your left? Because the lulav has the other two mitzvahs together with it. So you have three mitzvahs. You give preference to the three over the one, and therefore, what's it called? You hold that in your right hand. The zimdin mischalfin lay shenosin lo esrog b'yamin v'lulav b'smol. Sometimes you get them mixed up in the wrong hands, and you have to switch hands. V'tzorek lahavchan miad liat the lechos ha esrog v'halulav ba'achas miyodav ad shiachli. And they're going to have to hold them both in one hand till you can switch them. Okay? You can't switch something from hand to hand without putting them into one hand first. The E, unless you're a juggler. The E, havi godl yosha midai. If the esrog is too big, shemi yipol miyodav v'yifsol. Shiera bonekir. Right, it'll fall down, it'll become possible, get a hole in it. Right, Rashi doesn't say that the pitum will break off. Right, Rashi, they didn't have a slogan with pitums, or that the pitum falling off is not going to possible it unless it takes off, either makes a hole in it, or takes off the wood completely. So that could be, it's not so old that that's going to happen. Shnayim biyado achas karsinon, beis a slogan biyado achas. The other man, the Omer, holds, Rabbi Yossi, that you could have two esrogim, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you have to be able to hold two esrogim in one hand. Therefore, if the esrog is only so big that you can hold another esrog, you can hold the whole lulav in your hand too, at the same time with the esrog. Hador bilana mishana l'shana, mehocha shamina de esrog Omer krosh, she'ain priyacher osakeh. No other pre does that. And that doesn't mean no other pre does that, because obviously there are other, but there's no other pre that has the other conditions of esrog that also is on the tree all the time. Okay.
Even the figs, though, they won't stay on for over a year, I don't think, will they?
From Shana to Shana?
What? Yeah, I don't think the figs will come at different times during the summer or whatever.
I hear, but they're all one-year figs. That could be.
Yeah, then all the leaves fall off.
I hear. Shalashera v'shalari dachas, the shalashera apostle, v'amarava lulav shalavodazora yitol v'imnotel kosher, is shalashera apostle. It says, a lulav avodazora, you're not allowed to take l'chatchila, but if you did take it, it's kosher. So Mara says, hochav asherah de Moshe askinan. Talking about the asherah from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, which means a Jewish-owned asherah, which doesn't have bittel, which has to be burnt. Diksuse nechta shiure. Which has to be, which it doesn't have the shear like we explained. Some say that this is midin kol ha'omed lisrof kesarov domi. Because anything that has to be burnt is like it's burnt already. So therefore it's considered like it's burnt up, so it doesn't have a shear. But most Rishonim learn that's not the case. Because first of all, the halacha is not necessarily, that's Reb Shimon. We don't pass with Reb Shimon. Kol ha'omed lisrof kesarov domi. And secondly, what's it called? Really, the halacha is you don't have to burn Avodah Zarah of a Jew. It needs geniza. You have to bury it. So, what they say is that Ksusei Mechta Shi'ura, according to Reb Shimon, that it's considered like burnt, at least according to the Rabbanan, it doesn't consider it a shir. Rabbi Shimon says it's like not like here in the world at all. It's here, but it's not. It's like it's broken up. Doesn't have a shear, because since it's something that has to be destroyed, something has to be destroyed. There's no chashivas. The idea of a shear is it gives a chashivas, but if it has to be destroyed, it loses that chashivas. It's as if it doesn't have a shear. That's shaksusei mechta shearing. So it's according to everybody, not only according to the Chacham. In the time of Moshe, we'll see Rashi says what it means. Dekanami diktani dumi adirani dachas shema mino. Just like irani dachas is avodah zara of Yisrael that doesn't have bittul. Explain 1 second what that means. Okay, Rashi. Lo yit lulav shel avodah zara sheshimshu bo avodah zara lekabe lefaneha karka. You used it to serve the avodah zara by using it as a broom to sweep in front of the avodah zara. Inami shavodoso belulav laviru lefaneu lezorkabo. The avodah of that avodah zara is to throw lulav in front of it. Not that you're throwing the lulav and that's not the specific avodah, but throwing things in front of a avodah zara is like throwing the blood, but it has to be something that breaks. So here they ask the kasha lechora throwing the lulav in front of avodah zara. If that's the pshat, that it's like throwing the blood. Zrika is one of the arba avodos, and zrika doesn't have to be blood. It could be anything, but the gemara says it has to be something that you throw in front of it that breaks, just like blood breaks up, and lechora the lulav doesn't break up. So some say nechanami, that's how they did it. They did it. They threw it, and the lulav broke into parts. And others say that's not what it means. What it means is that it happens to be that this avodah zara, the way of serving it, was throwing love in front of it, and then its haka becomes asur. Then it's called mashamshe avodah zara. Okay, but okay. Lo yitol demayis legavo lechatchili, you shouldn't take it because it's mias, because it was used for avodah zara. The imnotul kosher the afagav disuri hanahu, even though it's asur bahanah, right? The mitzvah slav lehenes nitnu. That's not called using it for a lulav. It's not called hanoah. Hanoah means physical hanoah, not spiritual hanoah. Kolomer ein kiyum mitzvahs hanoah saguf el avodas eved l'rabam. Mitzvahs are an avoda. They're not a hanoah. Okay. Rashi says in other places the all al tzavareinu. Mitzvahs lav lehenes nitnu. They were given as an all. They're a yoke. They're not a hanoah in this world. Bashera de Moshe osam shahayu b'shas kibush eretz Yisrael. The ones that were in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, right, when we conquered Eretz Yisrael, she had srichan akosav sreifa. Torah said you had to burn that avodah zara, okay? And it didn't help. Well, the halakha is like this. A Jewish-owned avodah zara, nothing helps. You can't mevatel it, and it's always asur and has to be burned. A non-Jewish-owned avodah zara, if a goy made that avodah zara, he can mevatel it. He can decide he doesn't want it as a god anymore, throw it away, whatever, and it becomes mutter. So we're talking about a Jewish-owned avodah zara, like the ones that were in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kedichsiv asherim tisrum ve'esh, v'lulav tzorah shir. V'hai keman dimnichta shirei kivan delesreifa koi. And the Gemara says, why Taka was this considered Jewish-owned avodah zara? Because Eretz Yisrael is muchzak. It belonged already to the Jews before they got there. And when they were over the Egel, they were over all the avodah zaras in Eretz Yisrael already, because bikshu elohus rabba. So therefore it became like their avodah zara. And once it becomes a Jew, not that they actually served it, but Eretz Yisrael became theirs already. And since it was theirs, the avodah zara became theirs, and it can't be bottled anymore, so you have to burn it.
Because it was Mechubar Lekarka, was a part of Eretz Yisrael?
Yeah, yeah.
As opposed to an idol that wouldn't be.
Right. Nisdiku, okay, so that's what's it called, that's what the Gemara says. So it comes out that a goyish avodah zara that could be bottled is mutter to use b'dievet, l'chatchila not, but b'dievet, yes, and a yiddish avodah zara can't be used b'chlal because it has to be burnt. So shaila is what?
Even without bittul.
Oh, that's a shaila. What do you mean without bittul?
If the goy didn't,
So that's machlokas rishonim. Some rishonim hold that Tosus has two lashonos over here, that it's talking even about a goyish avodah zara that you weren't mevatel. But since it's possible to be mevatel, it's naksusei mechta shiura. There's a way out of not having to burn it. So, lechatchila, you can't use that, even before bittul. And b'dievet, it's okay, even before bittul. And after bittul could be that even lechatchila could use it. It's bottle. Right? So even though it wasn't Avodah Zarah, you could use the Lechatchila. That's one shita. The other shita is no. Before Bittul, everything's awesome. Even a Goy. Because Lamaise, at this point, it wasn't Bittul, and it's Osir Ba'anoah, and they have to burn it. So therefore, it's Chesusei Mechta Shiuri. Even though, conceivably, you can Mavatl it. Right now, you weren't Mavatl it. But if it's after Bittul, then, even after Bittul, Lechatchila, you shouldn't use it because it was once an Avodah Zarah. But B'di'evit, then it's okay. Okay, it's Machlokas Rishonim. Okay. Niktam Rosho. Omer Afhuna, Loshonu Ela Niktam. Right? The halach is only if the head was cut off. The head of the lula was cut off. Aval Nisda Kosher. Right? But if it was split, it's kosher. Okay? Rashi. Nisdak Roshei Ha'olim. So Rashi says it's not talking about one... The what we normally call the tiomis, right, the middle thing, but nisdak means most of the leaves are split, and we'll see that all most of the way, or even into the shed, that's when what's it called nisdak is still kosher. Nisdak roshi ha'ali, okay. The Gemara is going to discuss tomorrow. We'll go into the halachas of nisdak and nechle katiomis. What exactly is kosher and what's possible and what the metzias is. What are we talking? What was split? Right? Was it only the middle leaf that was split, or all the leaves that were split, or the shedder that was split? It's all different shitas and rishonim. But at this point, right, the Gemara says that only niktam, if it was mamish cut off, whatever is split, right, is kosher. Cut off is no good, but split is okay. And tomorrow we'll discuss what exactly we're talking about, which part of the lulav is either cut off or split.